This comes from Belinda, who says, I gave $4 to a man who said that he needed to buy groceries for his children. My husband was angry that I had thrown away God's money on someone who was probably going to use the money for alcohol or something else. He says that we have a responsibility to use God's money wisely, and I should not have helped that man. I feel that we should help people when we are able. What do you do when faced with people asking for handouts?
That's a very good question. First of all, Jesus said in Matthew 5:42, give to him that asks you, and from him who wants to borrow, do not turn away. Now, that is not intended, I think, by the Lord to be a carte blanche statement that anybody who asks you for anything, you're to give it to them. You know, someone comes up and says, I want your car. I want your home. I want your children. I mean, you know, you can't give anything. I think Christ is just saying, as a principle, we should give when we can. Now, what if you see somebody who's sitting in front of a liquor store and they're asking you for $5? Well, you don't want to help a person destroy themselves. And it's never a Christian thing to support somebody in prodigal, self-destructive behavior. That's
right.
The loving thing to do is not to give at that point. The same way a parent would not give a child bullets when they're playing with a gun.
Right.
But if you don't know, you can't always assume the worst about people and say, I'm not going to give, because they might not use this money correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Just today, a couple of teenagers came by our house. I was out working in the front, and they asked for a donation for a class trip, and they were selling candy or something. And I thought, well, you know, they don't have a badge or anything. This could be a scam. But, you know, they're going around the neighborhood, and they're trying. They are at least offering a service, so I gave them a few dollars.
Uh-huh.
But so I think if you're going to err on the side of generosity,
right,
not on the side of being stingy.
Right.
And God will bless you.
Right. Compassion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to be reckless and take, you know, food from your children to give to a stranger on the street, but use wisdom.
You know, what I have done on several occasions, and it's produced some interesting results, I have said to people who come up to me and say, can you spare some change? I'm hungry. I want to get something to eat. I'll offer to take them to buy them some food. And I've had people on occasion say, oh, no, I want the money.
Right.
You know, and so then you...
We have that at our churches. I know you would do at yours. People stop and say, you know, our car's broke down and we need gas. And
right.
So I'll say, well, let's go get gas together. Well, just give me the money and I'll go get it.
Right, right.
He said, no, we don't operate that
right,
way.
Right, right.
Anyway, so hopefully that helps.